One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, you're going to queen! Now, under armour tracky wee man.
Looking good, with you. I'm just out of the gym doing a bit of cutting this week.
What did you do?
I don't know what that fucking means. I just hear people in the gym go.
What do you do in the gym, mate?
What does it look like a day in the gym?
Batter it?
Oh, I do a bit of weights and that. Aye, I'm getting the beach body ready.
You doing leg weights, no?
I can't.
Have you got chicken legs?
I've got the worst
one. I know. I can't. You're not doing anything to
fix because it. See if I do them, faddy. I can't walk for fucking 2 days. Right? I can't
it's horrible that feeling.
I can't even squat with, know how they do it with the weights, right? I can't even do it with just the bar, right?
You can't squat with just the bar?
Terrible. I get to about six and that's one of the ones I'm looking about, right? Thinking, fucking, I'm a right prick here, right? So I have to get it up and get all the shaky ones and all that.
Just go on the machines. And put it low, and then see once you're done.
I'm terrible at legs. I can't even deal with legs.
That's a Dale Lyle special, isn't it? Dale Lyle, man, honestly, he's got the best upper body ever. And he's got fucking two bits of string.
His legs don't bend.
He does fucking calf raises every day, mate, and then they never get any bigger.
I'd be like that.
Dale's legs don't bend.
No, so straight, isn't it? You've been at the gym, haven't you?
Doing the high rocks, mate.
Are you going to do that?
I spoke to Dale yesterday, I might try it. He's away to London this weekend.
That's hard.
It's tough, mate. I done my first proper one in the gym on Monday and I was fucked. Fucking dripping. It's the hardest thing I've done.
How long's that? 45?
I think it took me about 50 minutes first go.
That's not bad.
So, right, talk me through.
What I done was a run, 1K run and then a 1K row.
The rowing.
8 times, mate.
Rowing's your worst exercise.
And it's then
See after three strokes, right? After three strokes, I'm fucking finished.
Do you know why?
Right, your flabs are.
Because of your legs.
your legs, mate.
Three strokes in your
legs. I just don't. Gym's not for me, that.
No, no fancy.
No way. Makes me feel bad.
What? You were going to the village, were you not?
I went to the village and the Marriott. See, when you get in there, you do enjoy it, but then the amount of work you put in. Usually people say when you exercise, you feel brilliant. I don't, mate. I feel in a bad mood.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do any exercise.
Fives, but do you feel good after?
Faddy, I know I was thinking about that the other day, right? Not that I think about you, right? But I was thinking about that the other day, because you're quite a greedy bastard when you get into cafe. And they're not picking you.
There is, mate. Aye, you hide it well.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you do hide it well.
But what I've done is, I've got to just a weight that I'm no probably going to get any bigger. So, exercise. I play fives twice a week. Pulled my groin last week. Pulled my groin 2 weeks ago, went back, pulled my groin, and then pulled my thigh in the same day.
Chuck it, mate.
A wee week's rest, maybe the wake up call to say get yourself to the gym.
So do you think if you got in better night you wouldn't be pulling your groin?
Definitely.
Did you hear about him with a bottle of coke at the side of his bed?
No, what'd you do?
No, mate,
that's what he does. He goes to bed with a bottle of fizzy coke.
12.
I went with Iron Brew. Diet Iron Brew at the side of the bed.
And when you wake up at like 3 in the morning, you'll hear a drink of Diet Iron Brew.
Aye.
You flat as fuck.
Animal.
Oh, brilliant.
Aye.
You
didn't do that?
Aye. Big fuzz. No,
I used to do that when I was younger.
Young, when you were a guy.
Pepsi. What age? About 12.
only if I've been out in the Razzle. If I've been out in the Razzle, I'd take a bottle.
You were out the weekend, how was it?
I was all right, yeah, quiet.
You were excited, didn't you?
What did wait, you wait, what I need a carer when I go. I shouldn't be allowed in the
street. See him going there, aren't you? Oh, what about the guy that met in the tune that met your dad in the pub? Oh, it was big Michael for the Bucks.
Michael for the Bucks. See, as soon as he said your dad was in the pub last night. Oh,
mate, yeah. Anybody just comes to Bucks, if you come to Bucks, you're coming here for the chicken, innit? His dad was just in for a pint. Guys, like, you want any food? He's like,
no, no, son. So he said to him, no, son.
No, son.
No want the food.
And then he went, lad, you're in a podcast. So what I got in the book, the guy's like, aye, and he's like, my boy, you open goal, winked at him.
Did he try and get a freebie?
He did get a freebie.
Did he get a cutting freebie?
My dad's mental, so see when somebody messaged me saying that your dad's in the pub, I'm thinking, oh, no. Because he terrorises people. No, in a bad way, but just see that old...
He's got a good
Is he one of them who goes round the pubs he sell now?
Aye.
And then he sits and waits for a victim to talk to.
No,
you can't say that he's that waiting for a victim. Because he has been accused of that in the past.
Just a person to speak to annoy.
And then he latches onto them. The worst it is when you go to the toilet and you come back, he's bought you a pint, that's you locked in, innit?
He's not coming to Hydro.
Is it about a refusal?
I don't know if he thinks we are going to like turn on him when he's there.
Better come, you wee bastard. We'll drag it. That is brilliant.
By the way, boys, I had one of the most traumatising experiences in history.
Me and you. The filming?
No. Mm. Me, you, and the tune.
What was it?
And cruise.
Oh my god, this is brilliant.
So I take it away, mate, because
he's went on a cruise, so he's like to me, I'm going to go and get a Gucci jacket for the Hydro again. I was like, mate, you're off, you're not.
Oh, he winks at me.
He wanted it again, right? So we get on a cruise, and I half know the woman that works in the manager of cruise. So he walks in front of us a wee bit, and I'm like, to her, he's spending serious dough here today. So her eyes light up, and she's like, personal shopper. She shouts the personal shopper
oh
down.
Oh my god.
This personal no shopper way. Comes down with him. Mate, he's walking about cruise with a personal shopper for about 2 hours, no, and I can tell he doesn't want to spend any money.
No, but he keeps on shouting there, there's another wee one get for you. So I've got
five outfits here, mate.
I've got a shirt, so I said to the woman, I'll just try this on, and I turned around. So she went, I'll be back in 2 minutes. She came out with 10 outfits. She went, right, we'll try all these on. Oh my word. I'm just following about the shop. Oh my.
But I want to tell her, he's booked to come in and pay tomorrow, Friday. He's like, I've not got my bank card, I'll come in Friday. No, pay, he's not going to go fucking back.
Have you ever had a personal shopper?
Oh, fuck. Not at all.
Oh, man, I don't know how you could do that.
What you went there, how you got your outfit picked?
I've got my Under Armour.
What do you mean, with my worm? When is it? A month away? I'll decide when I get out the shower before I turn up.
No, you'll chop and change, mate, honestly. It plays with your head.
Because the lights in Hydro.
The lights are
falling. No, it doesn't, mate. It will not play with my head.
What have you got? I've got a wee...
I'll wear whatever I fancy when I get out the shower.
Have you?
I have matching top and trousers.
You should come out with Scotland Tap there.
You should come out with a banger at 100% somewhere.
I come out, fuck you.
Yeah. I was doing a thing with
Slam people in the front row.
Who?
Gordon.
Oh, how was it?
Aye. He says, didn't know it was a live show I'd signed up for. I thought I was coming on a podcast.
Glacier.
You think she's getting that money to do a podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
The Dundee boys. Me and all. I thought it was a podcast.
Well, I heard he was brilliant with Tam Kirinto, so I'm looking forward to it.
I wonder though if you ask him, and will he be dead sharp with you?
Oh mate, oh, we're getting 100% for him.
Is Tam Cowan on?
No, Tam's not on.
Put the shinies on and everything.
Oh, mate, Strachan will come for us, 100%. Which will be a good thing, innit? You want him to come for you?
No, but it's no if he gets...
He's nervous already.
12,000 people, mate.
You could be Gordon Strachan's boy. I think you'll be
winger
on
and all, innit, winger?
He was a winger as well, eh? A wee ginger winger, eh? Right, lads, I had a lot of chat about Trace people on the show recently. Every single one of them who watched the show need to listen to this very important news from this week's sponsor, Juicin.
Oh, that's massive.
Massive company, look at him hiding that sucker. Introducing Juicin Live on Tour Scotland Edition, coming to the SEC Glasgow on Thursday, 6th of June. Paul Taylor's an expert.
Get yourself there for an action-packed full day with celebrity hosts. Wait to hear these two.
Oof.
Emma Jones. And Kenny Dalglish.
That was her that you done. Remember, you got the award for the podcast award. That's Emma Jones.
Exclusive interviews, amazing on the day deals, and over 80 suppliers showcasing the latest products and innovations.
Rub shoulders with industry experts, participate in exciting games, and win fantastic prizes.
But wait, there's more.
Is there more? No way, there's more.
That's good, boy.
No, this is good. Wait, here, that's it. I actually think these two could be more exciting than the other two we just spoke
about. Right, go for it.
When is the lineup? Enjoy complimentary breakfast, lunch, and the opportunity to challenge darts pros Robert Fulton and James the Machine Wade.
And Kev Kyle.
Oh, no,
Kev Kyle might be
Kev will be still at breakfast, mate.
He'll be saying, throwing sausages at the dance board. Don't miss out on the incredible opportunity. Register now for free at juicing.co.uk.
It's a Juicing Live on Tour Scotland edition happening at the SEC Glasgow on Thursday the 6th of June.
Tremendous.
Well done. Well done, you two. That was great.
If you won £1 million on the lottery tomorrow, what's the first thing you buy?
Cottage.
A what?
Pie.
Cottage.
Oh,
that's my dream.
For my dinner.
A cottage where?
That's my dream, just in the middle of nowhere. And honestly, that's my dream when I get.
Like the Unabomber.
Is that what you had? No, no, no.
It's a wee shed.
A wee shed,
no, but a cottage out in the middle of nowhere. Just nobody can get to you or just live.
So you can't eat in a drive, mate. So how are you getting food?
Oh, you'd live it wild.
Oh. Just won £1 million and you're opting to move out and catching.
Grow your own
so
potato.
So what are you eating, sorry?
Go out and get the fish and that for the water.
So you're moving next to water?
Aye. Doing that, see you later.
And are you buying a fish or not, dear?
He's gone to his frothy.
What would you do with your money?
No, wait a minute. Are you buying a fish or not, dear?
I get all the. I know, I wouldn't. But I would just like to live in the wild. I think if you went out there, you could. You would end up.
What, in Scotland or somewhere else?
Aye, Scotland, I think.
How would you keep in touch with people you would have?
I wouldn't want to.
No?
Nah. I love
Well, suppose if you've got £1 million, it's not like you need to speak to anybody about it, is it?
Nah. Honestly, I love
it. Can't you sit with £1 million on your own, Jack
But you
Jones,
need to pass your driving
and go like that. Can't wait to see what fish I catch tomorrow.
I would, like, honestly, it's my dream.
You need Cottage to have a chat. Me and you need to get me.
Real good.
What about you, Daz? £1 million, what are you buying tomorrow?
Oh, I'm off golfing every golf course I possibly can.
18 holes every day?
Every day.
You did that anyway?
Then
on a day with golf?
19 holes every day.
Then at night, you know what I'm dialing. I'm pizza for Donamos.
Donamos.
Oh,
I love it.
Is that what you call it? Aye.
Donamos. Gary O'Connor still calls Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Played for them for 5 years, he still calls them Birmingham.
All day long.
Paddy, if you could add another £1 million on your other 5 million, what would you get?
What would I buy for?
Stick it in an eye.
I don't know, actually. Don't know.
Well, I've pretty much got everything.
No, I've not got everything. It's just.
What do you want then? Could you get a million?
What about you as well, side? For two, you can have a week.
I know, I'd buy straight away. What? Townhouse at the West End.
A what?
Townhouse at the West End.
Fuck.
Why?
Wouldn't they care in the world
can't
after that?
Get fucking parked up there.
Wouldn't they have a motor? Walk everywhere. Or get a driver. There's my get him his lessons and get him to drive his
No, he's
cottage.
In the wild.
He's driving to his cottage to pick me up.
2 years on his scooter.
Put him back, killer.
Yeah. Little Lloyd and Harry on the wee thing. Stick a helmet on side.
Farting in my face, aren't I? Constantly, man. Right, Coopin results are in for the month. Had a shocker, man.
DL's brilliant.
DL's fucking the man. 13 points. Around that, boys, my God, didn't DL.
I've came from bottom to top. You know what I mean?
We're still talking about Friday.
You're not coming from top to bottom, are you?
We're still talking about Friday night.
Where's Dale boy today?
Dale's in Italy.
Is he?
Carol put a couple of pictures up yesterday.
I'll be good for Lewis, won't it?
A bit of support. Mm-hmm. We granddaughters are in that, so.
He's brilliant.
We're out next Sunday. Bad, are you free?
Old Firm Saturday. Come on. We'll go and get leather.
We go after it.
What do you mean you're out? Out for a drink?
During the day?
No.
After?
Are you?
You come for a bit of that now?
Can he? Because he has two drinks then, doesn't he say to your own?
You'll not do that next time.
Oh, he's trapped on, mate. Doesn't even say to your own, just goes, leaves all his stuff.
You must stay for an hour.
Aye.
You get a bird and then just go up the road.
Aye, that's the reason. 100%.
How much is that? See if they're doing a deal.
No.
Next Sunday, you?
I'll be there.
I'll go.
So Derek's coming.
I'm deaf.
We'll invite Andy and Kev.
Aye.
Big Kev's on fire.
Big Kev is.
Aye.
Right, Paul, what's the standings?
So standings at the top is Gordon DL, 13 points. I think that could be a record. Faddy in at 9 points. And me, you and Dale, 8 points each. But I think we should do a question, me and you.
What do you mean a question?
So they ask us a question. Whoever gets it right doesn't need to win. I think it makes a wee bit more drama to it. Any question you want.
I'm happy to go with that. If you want to do that, or do you want the ball?
Or do you want the twos to suffer?
Too easy.
Too easy.
Are we eating it now?
Well, is it up already?
Bring him on. We'll bring him on.
The end of the season.
End of the month, mate. It's the 1st of March, today, mate.
Oh, aye.
Actually, the 2nd, isn't it?
1st of March, mate.
2nd of May, mate.
Oh, do you know
this is bad, mate. This is giving me fear of that one we had.
No, it's not.
It's
that
the
bad.
Sausage, clumpy the sausage.
I think it could be bad.
No, it's no, I've just tried it.
Mate, you need a toilet
roll.
It's
fucking too much.
Hot.
The sausage is fucking
hot. That warm.
It's hot, mate.
I'm just a lighter, I'm not doing that.
Holy fuck, that is hot.
Is it? Too much sausage.
It's, aye. It's a level above a buffalo.
Holy fuck.
See, it's in the back.
No, it's above that.
They need some napkins in.
I know, but the full hang.
It's fucking clumpy, the sauce, I know.
Mate, I'll get, just you do it and I'll get your face. Come on, thank you. Thank you, Hamish.
For and against, private.
Private what?
Oh, you fucker.
I used to
be at it. Like, mate,
have you been told to? Nah, you used at it. You been told to act
mate,
it.
That's up my nose.
That does look.
That's disgusting.
That looks like somebody's drap.
Try the sauce, it's no hurt.
Fuck off.
I'm telling you, I've had some.
Mate, eat that wing, it's fucking horrendous. Holy fuck.
Right.
Oh my god, look at
it.
That's walking. That's sick. That's Jeffrey Dahmer stuff, mate.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Jeffrey Dahmer has him in his cell every day, mate. Right, how angry.
Good thing, is it? The Vicky's only in the
corner. Oh my god.
No, you can't get into the one in the corner, he tried.
I have English, mate. That was bad. Right, quickly. Oh. The three topics this week, just quickly. Your thoughts for or against Private Red, please.
I had one.
Right,
when I was younger.
Guy.
But, nah, I wouldn't have one now. But it doesn't bother me.
Have you heard about this thing in air?
No.
Peter, I've had a few messages on Instagram. People in air get AYR on their of your fare, you get AYR on.
I had that for my club more.
Aye.
Mate.
That's a hang
I had that for my club car.
You want to be hiding that you're for air? Why would you publicise it?
But I was the manager.
So you're driving with AYR on your motor?
AYR1. As in Dick. Number one. Oh, listen, it was a Merc. I'm quite happy to be a dick. Give me a Merc with a private reg, I was quite happy, but somebody tanned it.
But you insist on 69 on every one of your wings you placed, didn't you?
That's just
number 69.
You one of the wings, yeah.
By the way, see me, I was a player now, that's the number I'd have. We're fucking brilliant.
69!
Imagine running out the tunnel with that.
You man, alright?
Oh, man.
Where are you? For or again?
Yeah, here's it, mate. Mum, I've got one as well. She watches this, she's fucking text me Monday, like, I've got a private edge in your care.
Andy said that Jelly bought him one for his birthday.
And he refused to put it on.
Yeah, he was raging, he wasn't doing
it. But if you're Andy, if you've got Harley on your motor's getting done it.
Oh, you can't, if you're hanging for a certain Rangers player.
That's what I'm saying, you're setting yourself up, you're bringing attention to yourself.
I would love to get it.
Sponsor that on Monday.
Especially when his motor's orange, innit? Like, you can't have it. He's got an orange.
He'll be ready, isn't he?
Second one, custard. I had that vanilla custard last night.
For or against custard?
You'd be surprised.
That's my question.
Nah, everybody.
I thought it was going to be hot or cold.
Well, would you like it hot or cold?
Just custard, anyway.
Eating anyway,
I can.
See, sometimes when it's hot, it goes a bit scummy.
Gimme. I don't want that. But
hot or cold, custard all day long.
I can't remember last
night. No, I don't eat against custard.
No, a lot of people don't eat custard now.
Come on, look at
that. The young generation don't eat custard.
The young generation.
I'm telling you, you don't.
Well,
dinner hall, rice the last pudding. Time I had it, hot or cold.
I love it.
Good. All day long, good. Hot or cold. The only thing I couldn't eat right, and one of your guys eats it and he's fucking rotten, right? Cold beans. How can Andy eat cold beans?
I would eat it.
That's disgusting.
Seriously?
I wouldn't ever choose to have cold
like baked beans,
but
you could eat. See, I was hungover and there's beans in the fridge, mate, I would fucking...
Cold beans?
I can't eat cold beans, mate.
I like rice pudding, but see, when I was younger, I couldn't eat it. But I could eat it.
When was the change when you were up?
Just, I think, I was always one you just keep trying till you like it.
This is a big worry for me. Adults that eat like Crunch Corner yogurts.
I love them.
Fuck.
All over them.
Why do you need to be
an adult eating a Crunch Corner?
Why? No.
And then like the boat.
What's wrong with you?
Do you like the boat, mate?
Get see the strawberry one. Sometimes I just eat the yogurt and then eat the strawberry bit.
Do you do the strawberry in it separate, or do you put it on the go?
I sometimes just mix it up. Sometimes I go just yogurt and then just go strawberry. But I've always, what I'll always do is put half it in and keep a good bit of the strawberry just so I can get in about that.
Get the finger in.
What's wrong with you? No, it's not. And I don't imagine your dad sitting in a crunch corner.
I've got a pet
peeve. I couldn't imagine my dad sitting in a crunch corner.
Sorry, I've got a pet peeve. You used to have this, you don't have it anymore. The clicker on your phone.
Oh, no.
What about that?
What's a clicker?
See, when you text and it makes a click noise. You used to have that.
Did I?
It would drive you insane.
Would it? No, I wouldn't recognise
that. Silent. My phone's on silent.
Aye.
It's always been
all
on
the
silent.
Time?
Forever. That's my pet hate.
Forever.
What's the thought?
Is your phone in silent all the time?
Every day.
By the way, I'd take your fucking phone off you. I can't be bothered with people like that.
Why?
What's the point of having a phone if it's on fucking silent?
Because it vibrates.
You're vibrate. Right. My daughter's a fucking nightmare.
Oh, she's kidding you. Phones are phones. She's just the
to you.
She's like, oh, fuck.
By the way, I had a message.
Do you know if your phone vibrate and sit in your mouth?
I had a message that had a phone that was on silent all the time.
Oh, she was cheating on you.
By the way, it was great. See, when I used to phone it and knew it was silent, I'd be like, fucking brilliant, I'm away out. Oh, she was...
What's the third topic?
Wrestling.
Well, adults who watch wrestling while eating a crunch corner.
I love wrestling. Don't watch every week, but
I saw you getting a wee shout out for Tatey. Coming for you.
You can tell he's the type that watches right. He's ripped, isn't he? He's fucking ripped.
He looks like that boy played with Morrison, man.
His missus is Just Jess. Lovely couple. Gorgeous couple.
It's Just Jess, is that a wrestler?
You wouldn't mind being in the middle of
it.
I don't know what
his missus is. She does her own thing.
You've got me. Who does he looks like a wrestler? Who is it?
Jackie. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is. Woo!
I've never watched wrestling.
Woo!
I don't know what wrestling is.
You never watched wrestling?
Nah, I used to watch it in old days when it was Mick McManus and all that.
Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks.
Before your time, when
Giant Bossacks, you're called, innit?
Giant Haystacks, aye. But I don't know the up-to-date one.
Why do these things annoy you so much?
Just don't understand how people, grown men, have got time to watch wrestling.
It's like, would you watch an episode of The Simpsons?
No. That's fucking weird, mate.
Nah,
I watch The Simpsons.
I don't like
zone,
cartoon.
You watch The Simpsons?
I still laugh at The Simpsons, aye.
Do you?
That's for adults.
That's a good topic, by the way.
It's for adults.
I only like The Simpsons as a wee guy. Load the shite.
Aye.
No, that's... Did you like wrestling when you were a wee guy?
I loved it.
And you wouldn't watch it now?
Nah, the boys
love
it.
Why?
My boys love it, but I couldn't sit and watch two grown men in trunks fighting. So fake fighting.
It's no fake fighting. The outcome's
an art.
Mate, they know the outcome. Ducks bottom of my road. I want to go and watch two drunk guys fight each other. I just jumped in there.
The fighting's no fake though.
No, for me, mate. I couldn't. I just wouldn't enjoy it.
Oh, I love it.
We're wrestling.
Oh, Dave.
Would you watch that like, WrestleMania?
That's the only one I'd watch.
Who's the top man?
The Rock's came back now.
I would watch it maybe now the Rock's back. Just because he's a lot of people
and
brilliant.
The boys used to do. Hulk Hogan.
Aye.
Right. Ah, fucking bum.
What's your full name?
My full name?
Middle name included.
I've not.
It doesn't matter what your name
is. Oh, caning people. And then bringing it back.
By the way, I have no fucking idea what that is. Well, so
he has loved The Rock, mate. He's brilliant. The Rock's
all right, back. So now it's all right.
The Rock's back, it's acceptable.
Let's see, before we go into the football talk and we go into the Player of the Year Awards, we have to have a wee mention about John Higgins.
Oh.
What about that match?
He's incredible.
Oh,
I love him.
You're really close.
I was texting him on Sunday, and I says to him, "By the way, you're a fucking prick."
Right?
By the way, you're a fucking prick.
My ambition's to go to Crucible because you and I love a game of snooker, right? And he's like, "I'll get yourself down tomorrow night. Look after you." That was on Monday, and he's playing Mark Allen. Fucking end up that, what about his finish?
I said the best game for you.
Do you know, Sean, I think the following day, that night took it.
100%.
People think that he walks half of there, right? He's got all the media things today. By the time he gets back to
it, he was emotional as well.
Aye, exactly. And the adrenaline, then you've got to start again. But he put up a great show.
Well, here's a topic for you, because I always argue with my father-in-law and mother-in-law, especially because they love tennis, and they say, you need to be super fit to play tennis. Tennis, you're standing about. You get breaks of points, you're standing about on your serve,
nah, you
and then you get a day's rest. See these snooker players, they're playing that game, which is concentration constant.
You taking the fucking piss.
And then they're playing again the next day. I think snooker's harder than tennis.
Fitness mate. Fuck off. Mate.
That is the worst. That is the worst take of anything I've ever heard. Hey. Ever.
I'm not having tennis as a fitness.
Hold on. Bingham's in the semi-final World Snooker Championship. He's 3 stone lighter in the fourth road fucking bridge, mate. What are you talking about?
That's the worst take I've ever heard. It's the worst take. Snooker. No, but to be fair, it is close with darts players and tennis players, yeah, isn't it?
I would say darts is more mentally down. No, but see...
that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You get a piece of wrestling between
us. That's
the worst thing I've ever heard. What else is... That's a shocker, but what else is... You need to be a super... athlete play tennis, but it's nowhere near the same fitness level as a football.
When do you ever look at a tennis player and he's never?
Because they're stoked start on it.
Yeah, when do you look at a snooker player?
It's like 20. No, but snooker's concentration.
Worst thing I've ever heard.
Nah.
Mentally, more training.
The proof's in the pudding.
Well, I'll tell you why it's hard on football because. No, it's easier on football because.
Oh, snooker, tennis much easier on football.
Well, I'll tell you why. Can I just say this point and then I'll be quiet? You play a semi fit, just so you play a Grand Slam, you play 5 hours, right? A tennis match, 90 minutes, you see players in extra time and they're absolutely fucked.
Aye.
You can play tennis 5 hours, get one of these rest and play another 5 hour, get another 5 hour match. So it's fucking, listen, it's one of the hardest sports, fitness wise as well, but as a fit, comparing it to football, it's not the same.
No, but he's comparing it to snooker.
Oh, no, no.
Stoning and walking on a table.
No.
That's what he's comparing it to.
Paddy, here's how you finish this argument. Ask him the question, he's got his tickets for Wimbledon centre court, right? And Stuart Bingham walks out with a pair of shorts and a fucking t-shirt, right? Big arse. No,
that's the worst thing I've ever heard. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I think tennis is a
snooker players are fitter than tennis players.
I didn't mean fitter. I think it's harder.
You said that.
Mentally harder. You do look like Boris Becker with that tennis jacket.
We Larry Bolton.
Right, so what you mean is it requires more mental fitness.
I think it's harder.
I don't think it's the hardest.
Do you see, how long was John Higgins playing Mark Allen for? A full day? Pretty much.
They're sitting down for fucking hours,
there's no an intensity to it. There's a mental concentration, and I get I'm not saying it's easy, but you can't say snooker players are fitter than
chicken wings have went to my head.
Tennis is one of the hardest mentally, mate.
Is it?
Oh my god.
I don't know about you.
Telling you.
I'm not sure if I'm having tennis players.
Now, anyway, that's the worst shout I've ever heard. John Higgins was
what a hero, honestly.
How bad was it try to get watch him and Steve Maguire? Go red button.
I know.
And then
Right, come on, Blair, you know. It's fucking 6 o'clock.
Can you message John Higgins and ask him could they come on to the show next week?
Aye. He'll come on,
go text him right now. Say, you're a prick, you coming on
now? Aye.
Right, okay.
Will I be hungover? No.
John doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink anymore.
Not drank for 5 years.
He's been at us a couple of times. No touch a drink, isn't he?
One of the best.
Great guy. Right. Player of your nomination are in, Paul. Read the four.
They are Lauren Shankland, Matt O'Reilly, Jack Butland, and James Tavernier. A fair shortlist.
I think it's fair that they're on it.
Anybody you think Faddy should have been there?
No, he's next. Miofsky for me.
Aye.
McCowan, done enough for the full season?
I would say aye. Theo Bear.
The Albert, good chat.
See, with Miofsky, during just that period.
A bit unlucky, isn't
he? During the period when Warnock came in, it's just kind of cult. I think he fell away a wee bit, didn't he? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was that period maybe that just kind of took him out because obviously the semi final, he said it was.
Look, it's hard because it's obviously the players that vote for it. When you see these lists and people get angry and they're like, can I believe he's not in it? The players vote for who they think. So you can't really argue.
Have you ever voted for one?
By the way, boys, he's
did you mate? Aye.
He's just texted his back. How much am I getting?
He's got a view quid, mate.
Well, fucking.
He's got a view quid.
He's cake. That's the only way I'm fucking keeping in with him.
Did you know win it? Who beat it?
I was nominated twice. First year, I came out to the first team in January. So I hadn't played. I played a couple of games, but I came in, played every week for January. Got nominated. Ken McNaughton won it. Then the next year I won it.
Well, did you win it? Huh?
Aye.
When do you find you've won it?
Young player of the year.
When do you find out you've won it?
When they read your name.
Oh really? So you've not got any inclination that you've won it beforehand?
That's some achievement.
No, they don't tell you. They don't tell you you've won it. You go and.
Aye, they do.
Well, didn't they tell me?
I won it twice in the championship, 2 years in a row. Are you talking about the PFA?
Uh-huh.
I won it twice in the second year. I won it can't remember the date. And then the next year I wasn't gone, and they phoned me up and said, "Look,
make sure you're there.
You're nominated. Make sure you're there." And I knew.
Aye, but no, they don't say you need to come. You've won it. They'll say you need to come.
Ah, but I fucking knew I won it.
Aye.
So.
Were you flying that year? How many goals you scored that year? You won it.
I scored 35.
Wow.
And then the following year, I think I scored 33.
Do you get a buzz when you find out you've been nominated?
I think you would. I don't know.
Yeah. I lost the two trophies, and fucking first year, second year, never went to have my trophy. Because I went, you know what, like, as minutes finish, you're up Victoria's or wherever it may be, you get home, fucking wake up like a bag of washing, get rid of her, and then all that. Maybe she's away with the trophies, and I've still no got one.
Do you know, it's nothing, it's only a League Two medal and a playoff medal for League One, but I've lost all, everything, mate.
That's
I'm
not,
devastated about now.
I threw every medal out in the dump.
Why?
You know that story? Because I was in.
You were scared she'd get half it.
No. My Coca-Cola Cup medal, League Cup, Scottish Cup, all that carried on. And what had happened was, in the spare room, I was tidying the spare room up. So me and my mate got up and we got the fucking bed into the thing, mate, up into the dump, bang, got all the stuff out. Anyway, I phoned my daughter and I says, "Look, I'm getting this room all done up and everything." And she went, "Well, make sure that you empty below the bed." I says, "How?" She says, "Because I put a pillowcase with all your medals and everything for Sandy Jardine's testimonial, gold things and everything, into the pillow, thing we did under the bed. I fucked it in the dump."
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's horrible, isn't
it? What did you do with yours?
I don't know what I've done with it, mate.
Somebody must have done, mate.
No idea, but I'm devastated because now my boys in it, they would love that. But
oh, that's incredible.
You got all your stuff?
Aye.
What did you get for playing? Is it a plaque?
No, I got a... It's like a big vase. It's nice, I think my man scored it.
Who, what were you, was that the year before you went to Everton?
Aye.
And what was so good about your year of goals?
I scored, I think, 19 goals.
Did you score 19 goals on you in the Premier League?
Aye.
Playing wide, Faddy? Both?
Aye. Probably mainly through the middle. I just had a good year. I just played.
Who was nominated well at that time?
That's terrible, isn't it?
And how was your acceptance speech? Came out, what you said, were you nervous? Is that probably the first time you spoke in front of
a it's just an interview, so it was fine. It wasn't really a speech. It's a long time ago, I was only 19.
Big Charlie's is still the best ever. Remember his speech?
Aye, what was he saying again?
Father-in-law that was there and his man that was there. He played centre-half, left-back, left-mid, centre-mid that year. And he says a lot of people have been asking us, like, what's your favourite position? Just to let everyone know, it's doggy style.
Actually, he's in
it. The whole place are up. That was really good.
See, just sorry to go back. See, the four, who do you think should win it?
I'd go Shanklin, think, mate.
Aye, Shanklin
for me.
I can't argue with that.
He's been brilliant, hasn't he? Aye. No, just his goals, his general performance has been...
I know, but enough for his goals.
He's dipped a wee bit.
Yeah.
He was excellent up until January, then there was obviously linked with the move. And I think the last few weeks he's actually come back.
Aye.
But it matters when the voting is.
Aye. We said on the podcast this week, like, a lot of the day with Hearts form does come down to whether Shanklin's on it or not.
Aye.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They don't have a lot of other players that score goals. So yeah, if he scores goals, they've got a good chance of winning.
Because the next one to him, who is it, Fargas or something?
Aye. I've not checked recently, but aye. At one point, it was OGs.
It was on goals.
Like January, February time.
But somebody will point out he's probably only scored two goals since the last 3 months or something.
No, but that doesn't
Shanklin?
Does it?
Aye.
The thing, you know, with Hearts is that as much as Shanklin, it does depend on him, how he's playing, but the amount of clean sheets they've had this season has been incredible. I think they're second most in the league.
Aye.
Which is mad, even with Merlin Celtic.
Well, Hearts have done well, but yet, when you've got a guy like Shanklin that's scoring goals, you've got a good chance of winning.
Mm. But if you look at Motherwell, Van Veen left, Bears, aye, done all right, man.
Stepped up ahead.
Scored a few.
And then obviously, beat me, can't he? Jack Bilton's been unbelievable.
Aye.
Yeah.
He's been, honestly, what a signing that's
been. Aye. Yeah, he's been tremendous, and Tavernier with the goals not, scored.
And assists as well.
What about if you had to go 1, 2, 3, 4 then? Who are you going?
Shanklin won.
I know mine's.
Do you?
Aye.
Who are you going then?
Shanklin, Butlin, O'Reilly.
That's what I'd go, I think.
I wouldn't argue with that. I think Matt O'Reilly up until all the speculation, if he'd have continued that form, he'd have won it for me.
He's another one. He was when was the last time he scored, Matt O'Reilly? Oh no, he scored the one in the top corner, didn't he? But I mean, in terms of a run of goals, up till January, what was he up to?
He kept scoring.
Ten, aye.
The thing is, though,
two or three since then,
he was brilliant at the start. He was dynamite. Aye. And you're right. That the minute the move, sort of a circled about.
But see, on that, when people say that, because people say that about Kyogo as well, but it's not like they're getting hundreds of chances and missing them, is it? He's not really getting a lot of chances in games now.
No, you can have a dip in form. It's not necessarily because of that. It's just that you remember that as a point in time that Atletico Madrid came in, you're thinking, he's flying. Mm-hmm. And then there is a drop-off. It might have absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he was linked with a move. It doesn't look like the type that would go in a huff. And the team has been a bit up and down. So I wouldn't say because he never got his move, that's why. It's just that it coincided with the fact that they came in for him and he's maybe no scored as many goals or he's no played as well, but I think over the last few weeks he has come back.
Well, have you ever had that where you were linked to a move and maybe your form did dip a wee bit? What about when you were at that's a good question for you, because you were at Motherwell, weren't you?
I had played Europa League at the start of the season, and then I went to get surgery and I knew the move there was to Celtic, and when I came back, I don't think so, mate. I don't actually know.
See, when you're, I know obviously you've brought up a Celtic fan, when that happens, are you thinking, I'm going to go and play in their first team? Or are you thinking,
do you know, Faddy, it's a mad one.
Going for the money?
No, it's actually, because people said that, but the money was, it's very similar, because you're going to Celtic kind of reserves and Motherwell, your first team, but genuinely up until the day, I remember going into Fir Park one day and still hadn't made my mind up.
Was it the day that you had to make your mind up?
Aye, and I genuinely didn't have a clue. And I remember going to sleep thinking, "No, I'm going to stay with Motherwell." And then, or like woke up and I'm going to go to Celtic. But it was. I remember Craig Brown and Archie Knox came in, and I went in for a meeting with them, and it just seemed like they thought I was definitely going to Celtic. And then the next day I came in, my kit was out the first team dressing room. Mm-hmm. I was putting it back into the youth. So to me, I think they've obviously...
So did that make your mind up, the fact that you were like that?
It did. Well, I might have still went to Celtic, but when that happened, I was like, nah.
But in your thinking, did you think, I know I'm going to have to go and play with the reserves for a wee spell, or did you think I'm going in as a first team player?
Do you know what... My mentality is mad to think, when I was going in there, I'd obviously played like first team football there and that season. I remember somebody say, listen, McGeady's there, Maloney's there. But that was the reason I wanted to go. Do you know what I mean? Like to learn off guys like that and play and hopefully then eventually get in. But I think looking back at it, and it was hard because I got the injuries to know exactly what they've happened. But I think looking at it, for a young player, if I was to give him advice, I would stay.
But you know, also, and I think that as well, when you go, like, McGeady and Maloney, I'll go there and learn and maybe challenge him. But when you get there, you actually don't realise how fucking good these guys are, man.
And as well, like, you're getting in there and there's so many players.
And it's not just like you're competing with McGeady and Maloney, there's four other wingers that are also trying to get in ahead
of them. There's a guy younger than you.
He's coming through.
And because Jamesy was just starting to sort of get into the first.
Plus, if you go to Rangers or Celtic, honestly, the pressure on you every day, every
game. That's
the
thing every day, mate, isn't it?
Unbelievable. We had to, I couldn't believe us when I was 16, I signed Fielder. We had to wear a shirt and tie to training every day, right? Because it was through respect and all that. And you had to stand out, whatever, right? And when you went in that door every day, man, the pressure on you was...
Oh, mate, see, driving into training, you knew you were with the first. Your heart would be fucking like that, driving in, mate. 2 hours before training.
I couldn't believe that, the standards. See every day in training. Usually, obviously, Malone, you're still getting in and you're performing and the standard's high, but when you went into there, it was almost like a game, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, the pressure was... You could have a bad session that you wouldn't take the first game.
I would fucking ruin you.
I've never experienced
it. Telling you, I went home and I was like, I'm not going back.
It's mad, isn't it?
Even playing games, you need to come on and be brilliant. You can't get away with... having a couple of shite games or even one shite game. Mm-hmm. Whereas you play it at Motherwell, like you're saying, what was I good at the season? I got Young Player of the Year. I was good at quite a lot of things, but I was fucking shite at quite a lot of things as well, but I got allowed to play.
Mm-hmm. I had the record the whole time at Rangers. I was played Aberdeen or St Mirren first team, right? I started. following week we played Aberdeen at Ibrox on the bench. This is true. Following week I was in the reserves, right? Following week I was subway reserves, and the following week I wasn't even in the fucking 12. Five games I went for playing the first team.
How quickly they drop?
Aye, and I realised fucking the standards that you had to be at.
The advice I would give players, though, if they're out of my own stuff, I would stay and play there. And
well, look at Lennon Millen, mate. Because it's not like he's been amazing in every game, is it? He's had a few where he's just been alright, maybe just been alright, but he's still injury. Playing a spell of injury.
Playing first team football at that age is incredible. If Lennon Millen could be like saying to a couple of years' time and he's played 60-70 games.
17 is nominated for Young Player of the Year.
Well, it's a seamless link to the Young Player of the Year. Let's read out the nominations for that. Lennon Miller's one, Lyle Cameron,
Ross McCausland, and your favourite side,
Davey Watson.
It's brilliant. The full room have been excellent, haven't they?
Yeah. Does that sound about right for you, Zafla?
Aye. If I'm, they're four really good young players, right? But if I was picking one, I think if Lennon Miller had played the most of the season, been involved, listen, boy's going to the top, there's no doubt. I love the boy at Dundee.
I think
he has come on leaps and bounds for me. I think
last year was a big thing about not being able to pick enough players for young player because you had to be under 21.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I don't know if this was for the writers, they had to be Scottish, or I think, but that's a brilliant list of young players.
Yeah.
That have all been excellent. McCausland getting his breakthrough at a tough time for Rangers.
Aye.
Young Lennon came into the first team at 16, nominated for Young Player of the Year at 17 is incredible. Mm-hmm. And Cameron and Watson have been tremendous.
See, with McCausland, is he finding out what we're talking about? Like, he maybe did take a couple of bad games and you didn't see him again for five or six. Play it with the mentality.
You can disappear for these clubs, these big clubs.
Quickly.
The thing is, as well, when he came in, they were struggling. So he's like the kind of beacon. He's a young player, look at him, fearless, energy. He can do no wrong. Then that spell passes where you need to win. And so now it's like, what is he bringing? And I'm not sure. And the judgment starts coming.
He'll be getting a lot more judgment than the other three, won't he? But see, in the long run, will that make him stronger in the long run? Like James E. Forrest, we've said that his mentality, because of all the criticism he's had, is incredible now, isn't it?
I don't know, it's tough.
It depends
on how good you are as well, because for Rangers, they're going to have a big turnover of players. They're going to strengthen in the summer. So it might, and it comes to a lot of it, young boys are often casualties in that, and they don't get the opportunities. Whereas Lennon Miller, Miller will be like, right, we need to try and keep a hold of him for another year. We need to make sure that, you know, he's in our team. Lyle Cameron's the same, David Watson's the same, we're there. These teams are saying, we need to keep them and bring players in that's going to help them to develop. Whereas McCausland might be a victim of, Rangers need to make changes in the summer. They need to bring in players that are going to get more consistency. And unfortunately, younger players are the ones that suffer.
Again, for any young player watching this, Lyle Cameron came on loan to Peterhead. Couldn't get again, mate.
Is that right?
Because we were doing the bottom, so we're maybe going to be a bit more direct and maybe doing the suit, but he's got that side of the game now.
Aye.
He's great on the ball, but he's a nasty, he's aggressive off, so he can run.
He came for Peterhead.
So it's a wee lesson. He came for Peterhead, came on loan for Dundee, Peterhead.
That can be really hard, to go back to your team and go,
but you could always tell he had a strong mentality, mate. Even when he was there, you could tell he still believed in himself. Always done extra, which I noticed as well. Tuesday, Thursday night, we train. He'd have trained with Dundee during the day. After training, Psyche would do a wee bit extra. Always wanted to get better.
I think going out on loan and playing at that level, because you look at the boys at Barn at Aberdeen, he was at Brechin.
Yeah.
He was at Brechin. He went to Brechin. I think it gives you a good...
Definitely.
I look at what other players like the part-time and what they have to get through, and you go, hold on a minute, I'm a wee bit spoiled here.
Especially now, there's not enough reserve games for the boys, and even when the day, it's like, Paddy, friendly.
That does my head in, right? I know that it's old-fashioned, but in my day, I would play at Ibrox sometimes in the reserves, 16-year-old, and I would play with guys like David Cooper, and maybe just come back for injury, Sandy Jardines, guys that magnificent footballer, and you'd maybe play Celtic 20, 25, 30,000 because you couldn't get into the Celtic Park game, and you're playing against guys like Danny McGrain and everything. You're learning more in that game than you would ever learn in a million years.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't have a reserve team like that, because when at that point it wasn't as easy to move. You weren't getting people wanting to leave clubs anyway. It was a system, so everybody played reserves. That was just the way it was. Now if you had a player that played for, I don't know, a Motherwell and a reserve player on £500 a week, they can go to a club, the league below, and get more money. And play, and they don't want to. There's no appetite for players to just sit and no play and have a reserve. Like, I agree, I think it's that's where you learn. Like, when I was coming through playing against first team players, and they changed it to the under 21 league, but it was still essentially reserves. On a Monday night, highlights were on Sky, and amazing. You're playing against
what first team players? You remember players. Playing against?
I played against. Like Rangers, when it was Rangers, they had like Lovenkranz would play, Celtic. I'm pretty sure Alan Stubbs played in a couple of games. I mind playing like your other team, St Johnston, had John Paul McBride.
What a player, John Paul McBride. I remember if he had what a player, mate.
Oh, was he?
Wow, should have been the best.
Incredible player.
Was he a wide player?
No, he was a midfielder.
Centre mid. Him and Barry Ferguson were coming through at the same time.
We play against a few of the older ones, but even in our team, we had. Guy Tony Thomas played for a few teams in England, came up, he was brilliant, his knees were fucked and he couldn't move, but he played with the reserves, and you'd have Paul Harvey, guys like that. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. That you're learning for them as well. But you'd get wee Billy used to play now and again.
Billy Davis, so he was the manager and he'd play in the reserves.
Aye, but terrifying.
Aye.
Terrifying. Aye, throw the ball to wee Billy. See if it wasn't like right at him. Just
leave it.
Just do that and watch your ball.
Oh, no, I like that.
Done round and go. Fucking you're like, oh no.
Lennon's a bit like that. Didn't they pass the ball right to his feet, mate? He would do the same like that. What you want me to do with that?
But I was terrifying. Terrifying. But you'd have that. Like, that's your point of reserve game with the manager.
It was a big hang. It was a big shiting yourself. Buzzing, mate. But the worst thing could ever happen to you was you got made captain of the reserves.
Did you get?
I meant you were fucking. Never getting the first team captain of the reserves. That was a dreaded captain of the reserves. But you were done. That was you finished. Nate Gibb, by the way, Derek McInnes and Tony Docherty brought through Lewis Ferguson, obviously at Aberdeen, Twitter and played him all the time. Lyle Cameron played him all the time. Watson at Kilmarnock, Dell. He's been brilliant, my man. Because Watson's not played every week, has he?
No.
Took him out at times and put him in for certain games. I think he's really developed Watson.
Definitely. It's even just his impact in games.
Pushing up to get me a you mentioned that in an interview.
Kimani was a bit like, that sounds safe. Terrible. No, he was desperate to go and win every challenge. He was smashing people, and you're like, that's brilliant. Young boy doesn't give a shit who he's playing against. And he's obviously got met his game in that. He's scoring goals, he's getting up in support, and he looks physically much better to cope with. He scored some brilliant goals. I say he scored against Celtic and Rangers.
Yeah.
Scored an one incredible goal.
Aberdeen.
Frightening goal.
Who do you think will win it?
I think Cameron.
I've got a feeling Miller.
I think Watson will win it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's definitely Miller, Cameron and Watson. I don't think McCausland's got to win it.
No, just because he's not played.
I don't think he's played enough. I'd love Lennon Miller to win it.
Aye. Would he be the youngest?
He must be.
Must be, yes. 17-year-old.
Definitely.
Must be the youngest.
There wouldn't be many 16-year-olds that have been up for a scissor. Do you think, have you seen a bit of Lennon, or do you think he'll go right to the top?
All day long.
Why? What is it about his game that you
have? I just think at a young age, he's got everything in his locker. And composure, everything about him. Ability. I think that listening to Andy, I've done a couple of shows with Andy. Andy talks so high of him, it's unbelievable. And that's great coming for somebody that he actually says he's, at his age is better than Billy Gilmore.
He has said that.
He has said that. And he trains with him. And he knows his attitude and everything. I know his dad very well, obviously, Usday as well. So I think he's got a good ground in there, a good bit of experience, somebody to lean on as well. So, yeah, I think the boy's a...
The fact you watch him and you forget, he is like 17. Aye. He started the season 16-year-old. Mm. And you're watching him going...
Doesn't he look like a young boy? Didn't
like, you're no going... Oh, once he catches up here, you're just looking at him going, how can you do that?
What's the best bit of his game, Freddie, for you?
Technically, he's outstanding.
Well, as in passer?
Aye, touch, range of passing, his vision, but I think it's his game intelligence. He can buy fouls. Wee things that you don't see an awful lot of. If the ball's coming, he'll take the touch across the man, so he knows what he's doing before he gets it. His temperament is ridiculous, and as you said, you know, I see him when he does interviews, and he's like, "Oh, my dad won't let me get carried away." He wouldn't anyway. It's the way he's always been, so level-headed. He's just a brilliant player. There is talk that he'll leave this summer. I'd really hope that he stays another year,
plays more football,
and becomes, because you look at how far he's come in this year. If he gets a full season next year,
do you think Celtic are going to be looking at him?
I think they will, but I think if they don't go this year, they'll not get him.
The big English clubs and clubs abroad.
Supposedly his hero growing up was Craggs, wasn't it?
I love Craggs.
The one he looked up to.
Best game
on Craggs, huh?
Technique.
His dad used to sit and curl his toes all night. Something like that.
I feel bending it for the moment.
I see Craggs in the gym all the time.
By the way, he was excellent on Sports Scene.
Was he?
I like his analysis, mate.
Who, Craggs?
I don't mind him.
I think the best. I think an unbelievable pundit's Lenny.
Lenny's good.
I like Lenny. I've got a lot
of time. Good seamless link as well to our manager.
Manager, you've already mentioned two of them: Simon, Derek McInnes, Tony Doll, and somebody else you interviewed. Si, one of
John
McGlynn. One's John McGlynn.
You like John McGlynn?
No Celtic and Rangers representatives. Surprised at that?
No, it's because of the timing, isn't it? If you look at it, it's all about the timing. Because Clamont, he's still in for a treble. Aye. Rogers in for a double. But the timing of it, and you've just got to go with that. And right now, McGlynn, Falkirk, to be unbeaten in what he's
incredible,
brilliant, right?
A lot of pressure on him at that club as well.
Aye, Tony Dodd, Derek, who's the other one again?
Threesome. They're going to have a threesome after the awards.
No, you'd be a good threesome.
Tuxedo.
Especially in their own managers. But if I was voting for that, I would look at it and go McInnes. I think for Delta bring them up for the championship to secure Premier League status, build the squad he's got, and probably finish fourth Europe. And the squad that he's in, the quality of players, and you're saying about bringing on young players as well, I think Kilmarnock's been brilliant.
So I see Tony Dock, did he only have three players?
So that's why I'm going to go Tony Dock.
Yeah.
Nobody loves Del Mir to me as a manager. Dell kept Kelly up first season in the Premier League. Mm. Tony Dock was coming up first season, got them in the top six. Only had three players, had to build a full new squad himself. What he's done at Dundee has been remarkable.
I agree with that, but Dell had players on contracts that he had a championship squad in the Premier League.
No, I get that 100%, but I just think what Tony Dock's done is incredible.
Oh, listen, I know that John will probably no get looked upon like they two guys because he's further down the league.
But no, but also Falkirk are in a full-time league with part-time teams in it. I get that they've been incredible, but
you're still to go through a full season, a big advantage. So far and no lose a game is brilliant for him. John's a great guy. I like John.
Great guy.
Good guy.
What? Who are you going, Fanny?
I honestly think that it is a tough one, and I think that the years, like the timing of the vote, is mental, because as you say, Philip Clement can win a treble
when he
and not be nominated. You go back when Callum Davidson won two cups He was the manager of the year. He won two cups in the same season for St Johnson. He was the manager of the year. So we know that Kelly are going to finish fourth and get Europe, which is incredible. Dundee could still get Europe, which would be, just for a team coming up, would be amazing. I think John McGlynn's done a great job. And I know you said it's a part-time league. There's some full-time teams in there as well.
I get that.
There's been pressure on Falkirk to go to that league for a number of years, and they've not been able to do it. They've done it in style. Hamilton dropped down. Alloa were
already in.
They were already in.
Yeah. But they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs. Done a great job as well, Andy Graham.
Yeah. Two teams come down.
Cove
come down.
Are you guys going to the gig?
No.
What gig, mate?
In Sunday, PFA.
I'm going, are you?
No, I'm going to take that.
You dishing it a word?
No. Mick's been invited to ask me to go.
I'll get invited.
I'm not sure, mate. Just I got a text yesterday saying you ought to go.
He'll be brilliant. You'll be rotten.
What, I'm not on the stage. Just sitting enjoying myself.
It'll be funny.
Can I imagine you.
Funny doing what? Sitting at my table. What do you think? They stand up there fucking.
A gig set.
We're having a break now for 15 minutes. Table number 18.
Who's hosting it? I need to.
Peter Mann.
Oh, Peter Mann. Far away,
he'll kid me, won't he? If you're anywhere near his eyeline, you're fucked.
Peter does it every year. Does a great job. He does. To be fair.
It's mad to see just on Tony Docherty, how much he'd see when you interviewed him, how similar he is to Del. It's like sitting speaking.
It's not surprising, though.
Mental that.
But it's almost like you are sitting speaking.
Same guy.
You see why they work so well together all the years.
But fair play to him. He'd learned the assistant managers, didn't he? And then decided, I'm going the next step.
It's ridiculous what he's done this season.
Mm-hmm.
An assistant and manager by trade to step up.
Aye. Bravery.
Good style, it's a tough one.
Do you think he says to Dale, by the way, I'm going to take it Dundee, but Shiva thorn my fucking arse.
Can I come back 100%?
Please.
Brilliant. So who are you going?
I'm going to just, with Tony Dogs, but I'm going to go Dale as in. Beating Celtic twice.
He's always players are
beating
better
Rangers
than
as well. They build a squad.
Would any of the Dundee players get in the Kelly team?
Dundee players would.
Aye.
McKevin gets in.
Instead of who?
Instead of, is it Donnelly plays middle of the pitch?
I don't mind Donnelly, by the way. Don't mind him.
Cameron gets in as well, both of them.
Aye. McGee, he's got.
McGee,
he's captain.
Where?
Captain.
Anyway. all of a sudden, they commandment players.
I'm going to go with Del Boy.
This is Kevin Kyle on Monday said that this is the worst Celtic and Rangers teams he's seen in a number of years. Do you go along with that?
No, I don't think the fit.
No, the worst Celtic team you've seen in the last few years.
Celtic team. Shouldn't you go through them? 1-11, their best 11. Fucking some good players in there, aren't they? You know what I mean? If they played there, I think it's because the style of Postecoglou played, right? And the minute he goes away and Brendan Rodgers comes in and plays a different, slightly different style, then I think people start moaning about the fit band and the worst teams and whatever. I still think they've got real quality players in there. One or two that I look at, I think, going forward, you're not going to beat
them. Who are they?
I don't think Scales. I think he's... And it's hard to say that because he's been brilliant, right? He's been thrown in there. He's been brilliant. Going forward, no for me, right? I don't think he's one that's got to take them forward. You look at some of the wingers I've got. And I'm not saying this because of me. I've been sitting saying it for months now about James Forrest. People get this thing... You get to 31, 32 in this country and they fucking write you off, right?
Mad, innit?
Experience for me is, see if I was a manager and I'm getting into this type of environment going, there's what, four games left. Celtic won two home games, right? They probably won the league.
Mm-hmm.
I would be going to my experienced players, guys that know how to do it, how to handle it. You know, you look at one or two of these Celtic wingers, the new Yang, you know, this kind of. I would be just saying, look, you sit there, your time might be next year.
You'll get the pre-season
That comes for the manager. Because I know that everybody else is looking. You're always stuck up for James. Anytime it comes, put James Forrest in. The manager is the guy that's not picking him. And he's picking the same players.
100%.
Winger after winger comes to the club. Then he has a performance and he's like, he's the best winger at the club. right, well, play him.
Mm-hmm.
Play him.
I know
that then that becomes the 31, 32 year old and the intensity. He's not dropping that much for me, if anything.
Not
and
at
it's
all.
Shown in the last two games, coming on in the semi final, scoring the goal, scoring two last week. He's actually saved, you know, saved the season. He's been the man in the last two games.
I would say he has saved the season, mate.
It's a bit,
you get my idea, but I would say Forrest is the best winger I've got there.
Oh, 100%.
Right. Best winger I've got. Yeah. Because he knows how to go away from home and get results and how to do it and where to play.
You know what you're going to get off him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's so good on the ball. He makes good decisions.
Never gives the ball away, mate.
He makes good decisions.
It's always that amazing thing he does, but he keeps the ball well.
And he knows how to threaten.
Yeah.
And he knows the timing of holding your width to coming inside and bringing other players into play. You see that at the weekend when he comes into the wee position. Everybody else moves off him because they know if it comes in.
So when he comes in, Taylor's going high.
So I agree. I think he's the best winger at the club. And that probably goes, it's not against. But you're always trying to bring better in. I think that the point Kev's making is whoever wins the league out of these two will be, every year it's been Celtic ran away with it. Rangers had the year they won it, they ran away with it. And there was no argument about who was the best team in their seasons. I don't think he's far off.
I don't think
he's a great standard.
So on the flip of that, the experience out McGregor, seen a lot of tweets saying Awata maybe needs to go back in for him. McGregor's been off the boil. You stick with McGregor, don't you?
He's not looked to say it himself though since he's come back.
He had an injury where he probably couldn't train.
Yeah,
and
he probably came back
with that. Awata played in the Hearts game when they lost at Tynecastle.
Yeah.
Too many touches, and everybody says, "We'll need to get McGregor back." It's just the way it goes.
McGregor's a Forest. They've got fucking cupboards full of medals. You know how to do it.
I wouldn't be in a rush to get rid of him. Although if he's struggling a wee bit. Rappin' Cotton Wool, we've got a big tournament coming up in the summer. That's what I'm getting.
Would there be a thinking of leaving him out the Killie game to make sure he's ready to go for the Rangers game? Or he probably needs more, it's probably games that he needs in
Hearts.
No, because
I just think you go your next two games. I think two home games, strong as you can, 6 points. You're over the line. Forget Killie, and you can leave him Killie and St Mirren.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You see any slip ups this weekend? Hearts kill it at home for the both of them.
I think it'll be two tight games. I think it'll be tight games.
I've told you for day one. I've told you for day one. Celtic will beat Hearts and Rangers will beat Kamara. I told them last week, St Mirren and Dundee, difficult games, they'll get the job done, right? It'll be the same this week and it'll all be down to next week.
Would you eat that wing if you get it wrong?
Aye.
It wasn't even that spicy, wasn't it? We tried it.
That was brutal.
I only had a wee nibble, enough.
as usual.
He actually never had any, just stabbed a wee bit of the sauce under his eyes.
Right, it looks like Lundstrom and Barisic are away. You think it's the right time for them to go?
Aye.
Yes.
Lundstrom on the back of the season he's had? I think it's the right time for them to go, huh?
He has had a good season, but... I just don't like a type of midfielder. Now, he has been excellent this season, so I'm not bashing him. Not, but I just hate a midfielder that keeps dropping between my two centre backs.
Pass it to the other centre back.
I hate it. Take the ball in the midfield where anybody can go with Storm inside the two centre halves. It might be come for the manager though. Do you know what I mean? He might say drop in there and get it. So, but I think you can get better.
The problem is he's a big earner, right? So. You've got to weigh that up. There are an offer on the table for him, so obviously no good enough for him. Because he'd have probably signed it by now. But we had that with... Did we not have Golson. That with Conor Goldson as well? Barisic, he's right.
He's got to go on, yeah.
He's fine, that's okay. You can move on for that. But there'll be... Let me tell you, there'll be more in him now. I think he'll clear that place out.
Who else can you see going?
Well, Jack's contract's up. I don't think he'll get renewed.
I would say... Everybody could leave if it was players with good money offered. I think that every player's not going to leave. Every player is available.
I agree with that.
Who's the ones you think he would go right? I need to keep.
Oh, Diamande. Diamande, he'll keep him.
Butland.
Suter will stay, won't he?
Aye.
Redvan will stay.
Aye.
But I think that this is my point, right? You would want to keep them, but like Lundstrom leaving, Barisic leaving, if Jack leaves, that's freeing up wages. You get a reply.
Still, the boys want to know. I'm on open goal. The boys want to know, would you come on next week? No, if you're fucking on.
Right, you take the week off next week, you know?
All right.
my point is, then there's ones that you would want to keep, your suitors, Yilmaz, Butland. But if somebody comes in and says, look, there's money, that squad needs rebuilt. It needs the manager to put his own spin on it.
He'll do that. He'll
try and get rid of as many.
See, there'll be a few surprises in terms of like players that have just been brought in this summer. So see, like Adesas, although he's done well, do you think Clement would be the type that would even get rid of him?
I think if a big bid came in, not a big bid, but if a decent enough bid came in, I think he would. I think Raskin would be away as well, wouldn't he?
Raskin,
by the way, that's another thing on, and I know that obviously we've moved on now, but Rangers done the Player of the Year awards last week.
Right.
Tavernier's picked up top goal scorer.
Oh my god.
The season's not finished. And Dessers has got a chat. He could actually finish. Can't top goal scorer, yeah. And we'll have a trophy.
If you just leave a top goal scorer.
See, when the season finished on a Sunday, Saturday, why don't you just do it on the Sunday?
I know, right? I can't understand that.
Player of the Year awards that night.
I know.
I think Tavernier need to give him that award. If you get,
imagine that.
You have no chance you're getting him out of here.
No,
you forgive it. No, it was for that date. I don't care what you've done.
Then Dessers will be Rangers next year.
I think he will. He's fucking mixed bag, and he did my head. And 1 week I see him, I go, right, aye. Okay, yeah, he's got a bit in him about him. 20 goals.
How many penalties has Tavernier scored? I think he's got 13, maybe.
So you could
have been good. That's what I mean.
Tavernier.
If he hit penalties, he'd be a 30 goal.
Is there a way you're trying to get other teams going, like this guy scored 20 goals?
I think Rangers can get better than Dessers.
I think Clement would want better than Dessers.
Miofsky, right away.
You look at Lammers. Lammers is battering him for fun.
I know.
And he's outstanding, that guy.
But it's 7 in a row he scored.
Oh, he's on for the record.
Eddie Davies' record, he
said. It's incredible, isn't it?
There'll be a big turnaround, won't they? There'll be plenty out.
That's where you probably need to give Dessers credit. Because Lammers is clearly good enough to play at a certain level. If it's not working, he got worse. He tried stuff and it didn't happen. Dessers just keeps going. Mm-hmm. He just keeps making runs. He missed chances. He just keeps going and eventually scores. And he's like, "Yes, I'm brilliant." Yeah. Like,
he seems like a good
doesn't
guy.
Ever affect him.
Apparently, he is. Apparently, I've heard he's a brilliant.
Doesn't guy. Affect him. Just keeps going.
I've
20 goals.
Him. He's
tremendous.
Another club that could take a big clear out, Ann Turner in St Johnston after American lawyer Adam Webb.
Lawyer of the Year in 2019.
How do you get what makes you get lawyer of the Year? Do you think? And it's your divorce lawyer, isn't it?
His wife's divorce lawyer.
I will tell you, our boy's done me a fucking a real turn. I get discount now.
Season ticket for St Johnson next year.
By the way, that's where you're at your finest, isn't it? How sharp you are there, like that.
No, you're very, so very best. There was a lot of things beforehand that's the fucking bad bits as well, mate, so I wouldn't go on too much about that.
It's a lot of American owners now, isn't there?
I'm not going to be too harsh, but what would be the appeal of St Johnston?
Mate, I can't understand. I've got me in my fucking kitchen at Nairdy and they get in a home game, right? Honestly.
Is Nairdy New Year?
I can't grasp that, right?
Do you think you'd go for like a...
Well, the only thing I can grasp is it's sitting in 22 acres of land.
That's what it is.
It's valued at 20 million, right? Wow, so I think that 18-yard box will be a fucking...
Who's next year?
I think that'll be a four-bedroom bungalow.
It's college. It's quite actually McDermott Park.
That's why.
Is it?
The land that they own is worth a fortune.
So what would he thinking be to eventually build on the land?
Well, he's got share in Cambridge as well, so 10%, he might enjoy liking football, isn't
it? Right. It must be because St Johnston, what, for a 10-year period, we're finishing top six.
Yeah.
Won
yeah.
three cups, European football.
Aye.
And the fans doesn't been the update. There's no more fans go to games off the back of that. They sold out, I think they played Sturm Graz, sold it out, great atmosphere, Galatasaray, sold it out, great atmosphere, straight back to normal for league business. Mm. So in terms of growth of the club, I don't see a great deal, so it must be something to do with...
So should St Johnston fans be worried about it?
Well, I don't think too much will change for them. I just think that the maybe the... the fact that there's money, the club has assets, it might allow for them to go and spend a wee bit more on the infrastructure. I just don't see how they're going to get more.
Because they've already said they're not coming in to go, here, we'll throw this money at the team and we're going to be up in the top four. Oh, this car, and they've not said that, right? They've said we're not doing that. They're just coming in, they're taking the shares. Honestly, fucking a business estate. First ice cream van through there.
I heard for a wee while that Mullow's looking to bring an American owner. Would you get that on, Faddy?
It would depend for me how they do it. Mullow've had before where Les Hutchinson came in and it was a good time where he gave the club loans and interest-free loans and kept allowed the manager to bring players in. But for me, that's not what Mother will need. Mother don't need mere money to spend on bringing mere times bang average players in on mere money and burdening the club with a higher wage bill when you're not getting a better product. What they need to bring is somebody that will come in, get a training ground, get an academy, really invest in the infrastructure of the club and allow for a bit of growth. Look at the players over the years. You've got Lennon Miller coming in this year, David Turnbull, Alan Campbell, Chris Cadden, James Scott, all made big money for the club, or good money for the club.
They need a training ground. I passed that the other day. It's brilliant. We've all been there. You've been to Dale Park, haven't you? But it's so open and if you're going to produce these young players...
The training ground's know where the academy is. So the academy's up at Braithurst.
But my pet hate is, as a player, going to a ground, jumping in a motor and a minibus. You should be going to your own training ground. It's a lovely pitches and a lovely...
Depressing to a player that train at DL, because you're sitting on the pitch and all day, but you're thinking, my house is fucking tiny and that thing's huge.
The woman for Harry Potter lived in there.
There are a few nice
belters, mate, isn't there?
I know.
There's another thing in Scottish football that needs a big bit of growth. I wonder if somebody'd be able to
need a backer.
Need
an American backer for that, man.
I'll buy
a share in it.
See, on the thing is as well, Motherwell were their dreams to be fan owned, and it has to have the fans on board as well, because they've really stepped up for the club. And an overall fan ownership is going to be tough because the level of investment is very difficult.
Main stand, would you do that up? Main stand.
I wouldn't touch anything until they sorted a training ground. I wouldn't touch anything. Training ground first. The stadium's had new seats and new paintwork and all this, and that's great.
I buy Excel.
Get something that's going to help the players.
Part, man, Have you sat in these seats at Fat
Park? It's so tight and up with the knees.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Done hospitality, mate.
Ah, it's good there.
Behind the goal.
I've only done it.
I had a really good time. I enjoyed myself.
Have you ever been at any clubs where, like, the players...
I had a shocker, mate. See, when Di Canio got sacked, it was because new owners were coming in. So we went top of the league when Di Canio left, with about 10 games to go because new owners were coming in. So he'd left, so the next day we were like, back on the drink. Full day out, went golfing, sat in a bar all day, steaming. There's about 12 of us. Didn't know that the new owners were sitting behind us in the bar, mate, and we are fucking caning everyone, mate. Full day. Next day, we are sitting in the dressing room, hungover to fuck. There's like a message goes out, new owners want to meet everyone tomorrow, mate. Five guys walk in the dressing room, mate. It was the five guys that were sitting in that bar the next day. We, our faces are like that. And they're like, you're on too much money. It was me next, he went, you're on too much money. And he's like, basically, we'll be getting rid of
the get rid of
the season, Brutal, mate. What a bad colour.
You can go the new. Hey, fucking wee loudmouth.
100%.
You eat too much in the canteen.
Wee belly rumbler.
Where are you?
Fucking belly rumbler.
You side 2 points at lunch.
Oh, bro.
You paddle to the door, my wee friend.
The opposite, would you ever go to a board?
No.
Have you ever...
Awkward when you meet somebody for the board.
I've had a few. Mother, you always kind of knew the people at the club, John Boyle, and when I was younger, Everton with Bill Kenwright, who was amazing.
Was he?
Amazing. What a guy. Like, just a brilliant guy.
He got a rough end.
He did at the end. He did at the end, but he was brilliant. He was a brilliant chairman. And look, as a player, aye, but he's a brilliant chairman. He was a good guy. He wanted to know. He knew about you. He wasn't straight. It wasn't that awkward, like you're saying. It wasn't, fuck's sake, you're a chairman. I'm the kid on your day and something else. It was like, he'd come and speak to you, give you a big cuddle. You wouldn't have liked that. I'd been back maybe, I don't know, 8 years after I left, took my boy down. And as I was going on the way in, Bill Kenwright's going in. How you doing? Big cuddle. Who's this? Is my boy. All right, how you doing? Your dad was this and that. What? Honestly, what a guy. And we had a double header. We were playing, I think, West Ham in the midweek. I must have been the cup, and then in the Saturday, then the midweek. So we were staying down, whatever it was in between, we were staying down. So the manager's like, chairman, we're going to go for something to eat. Chairman's going to take you to his gentleman's club. And we'll go and have, it's like a casino, go and have a gamble or that. So you're sitting having something to eat. All the players, all the staff, chairman comes down, picks people off, come with me, and you're like, fuck, they gone. Then it gets to you, and he's like, upstairs, one on you go, run a blackjack table, put money down for everybody. He's like, right, fire in. This was like, I think it was November, December, so just coming up to Christmas. Right, fire in. Gamble away, telling people that didn't know how to play. So you're walking away for that table with like $4,000.
Fucking hell.
Each.
Wow.
So then the staff, like the kit men, and they're all going, fucking hell. So you've got enough money, they don't need it. And they're like, fucking, what about us? What about us? So it comes round to the end, eventually goes, right, all the staff, every single person that was there, kit men, everybody, up he's getting, and they're coming down, they're sitting with their bags of money. That's like just before Christmas.
What a hero.
Like the players are like, oh, this is great, but the staff are like,
ah, fuck,
this is amazing, the amount of money. And he was going round saying, right, how much do you win, how much do you win, give us a bit of that, and you take that and share it out. Honestly, he was a brilliant guy. Brilliant guy.
Love that.
I love your bag.
Fuck off. Get the fuck off.
I need to say the Peterhead chairman's a hero, mate. Someone like that, great guy, mate. Or he would do stuff like that for players and go up to his restaurant every Friday, full bill, get what he's like, eat what he's like, great guy.
Makes a difference, that,
doesn't it? Aye, definitely.
Is he still there?
Still there, mate, huh?
Is he? I like this.
I love
it. But he does all that. See all the food and all that he organises.
That was the best spread ever. Best seen the way doing the road. Fucking team bus full of food and booze and everything.
But look, it helps, I think, when you're...
Definitely.
There's a connection. I know it's on here. David Gold and David Sullivan.
Was one of them, you've made them millionaires because they sell sex toys, didn't they?
Two of them. That's what they were in.
Shout out who I've been mentioning.
Ann Summers.
Was it Ann Summers?
What one?
I'm sure it's Ann Summers.
What? What's your favourite Ann Summers?
No.
They own them.
The two of them together own them.
I'm sure it's
they were in
Sullivan, innit?
Aye.
No, is it Gold? It's a wee guy. It's a wee one.
The two of them are wee. David Gold's no longer with us, but I'm sure the two of them.
Partnership
in porn. I think David Gold was the one.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Ann Summers.
Mate, fuck, going there. Imagine going to
his. Would that be your good save? You're buying a bit of laundry.
See, he went for his. Hey, imagine going to his house and he's going, right, you upstairs. you're not coming to my bag of money.
Imagine you.
No, blackjack you're playing, is it?
Oh, said,
they were brilliant. David Gold.
Were they good guys?
David Gold came in every game, before the game, speak to you. After the game, speak to you. Never like, fucking hell, rubbish, this, that. Just talk away. Really, really good, really nice guy. David Sullivan was a wee bit different. He would still speak to you, but not as much as David Gold. David Gold just to fly his helicopter, himself, onto the training.
I love that. Love stuff.
Brilliant.
That is a pet peeve for me. See directors or chairman or owners that want to come and talk to you about football after a game, innit?
Nah.
No, stay away.
No one.
He didn't do that, but I know this is turning into me just talking a lot of shite.
No, it's good.
But then they came in, so they were good, and then they brought in Carson Young, that was a Chinese guy.
He bought dildos off him, didn't he?
They bought, there was 20 of them in the squad.
You knew the night son here.
And then they brought a few in with him and all. But they were like, Carson Young came in with all his pals, and they were nuts. Like, they were calling the players second name and all that. Fanboy type stuff.
Oh, right.
But they came in to training. He came in and says, I'm going to spend all this money, and I'm going to bring all these players in. We're like, this is fucking great.
new contract, by the way, if you're offered. But they were into training, so they had the full suits on. So you've got the owner with a big fur coat on, and all his wee guys that were, well, they were on the board, but they were up at training. It was fucking pissing down the rain. So Carson Young, who's the owner, got the ball in the penalty spot, and he's gone to fucking kick the ball. One of the other boys, who I think was like the vice chairman, is like, wait, he's jumped in goal, full suited and booted on.
Are you watching it?
Aye. Carson Young's went to hit the penalty and the boys fucking dived away out of the side.
We suit.
We suit on, they're all going, hey! And they're like,
oh, I love this.
Gary owns the club. They think this is a fucking crash.
That is incredible. Oh, I love shit like that.
Oh, that was totally different.
Would he watch training a lot, Carson Young?
Nah, that was just...
Just a one-off?
Nah, it was just at the start.
Incredible.
Well, it's been a long, long show, innit? So I could ask you something quick, where you stand with the John Terry thing? And you'd be on the plane? You see this?
Aye.
Aye. Because
fucking Terry's all day long. Oh, you're all day long for me.
But I don't know if I'd believe what John Terry's saying to us.
I don't. So what was the story?
They went on the plane and a few of the young boys were first class and Terry like Lampard, yeah. Drogba were economy.
And John Terry says that's
not moving until that gets changed a bit. That's, and I think AVB was...
Surely a manager's not done that. I can't ask.
You'd need to be stupid.
Aye, you need to be proper stupid.
Aye, you wouldn't. I
think there's arms and legs on that story.
Aye, exactly.
I think I get the kind of sentiment for the manager, but I think if you're AVB, you just say to young boys, right, got the back there up. And that's an easier problem.
Right.
So I don't know. He's obviously said it, but I don't know how. Depends how true it is. I don't think that he'd have picked a fight.
A daft fight like that.
Now,
so you might want to piss John Terry off, but I don't think Frank Lampard and that's the kind of guys that... So I'm with you. I don't know if there's a false story.
Need the AVB side of that, don't we?
Good investigating. Right, onto the Cootum.
Could investigate.
Right, here we go, Cootum. Round the board as always. Dundee, St Mirren to start.
Dundee
for me, home win.
I'm going to go draw.
Dundee.
Ross County, Hibs.
Ross County.
Hibs for me.
I'll go Hibs.
Celtic Hearts, Celtic home win.
Celtic.
Aberdeen St Johnston. Aberdeen. Motherwell Livett. Motherwell. Rangers Kelly.
Rangers.
Who are you going Motherwell Livingston?
you went Motherwell Livett. You went Rangers.
Who are you? Motherwell Livett. Who are you going? Motherwell.
Oh, Motherwell.
Nah. And then Rangers. You the same?
Fuck that.
Aye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.